I make the entirely unnecessary move of upgrading my Apple TV at home, I'll bring my current one in and we can cast to it.
Apple TV?
Yeah.
Is that like an actual TV?
It's a product.
It's like a Fire Stick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, never heard Apple TV?
Sorry, I'm stupid.
Duh.
No, I don't. I'm not familiar.
Or like, what are the other ones? Roku, Google TV.
Yeah. Who's the biggest?
Apple, Roku.
It's probably between Roku and Fire Stick, because Fire Sticks are so cheap.
Yeah, Fire Sticks are cheap.
Yeah, like Apple TV is $125.
Do people buy a smart TV and then buy a Fire Stick?
What's a Fire Stick? Is that Kindle?
At this point, if you're buying a brand new one,
oh, she's lost.
There's a really good chance that the Fire Stick's built into it.
Oh. Amazon has a deal with a brand?
Yeah.
I wonder who. Because that's what Roku, right? Like, Roku doesn't make TVs. Yeah, we're talking like the software that runs a smart TV. Mm-hmm.
Roku has deals with a couple of manufacturers.
Like LG,
yeah.
TLC?
TLC.
Roku is Japanese. It means six.
Yeah.
I've been studying.
Well, that's right. You're about to go.
Mm-hmm.
It means six?
Six.
The number?
Six gone.
Can you count to ten? Come on.
Ichi ni san.
Sounds like a song.
Hon. can't remember.
Roku.
Something Roku. Shichi hachi. Q ju. I think.
That's pretty good.
I missed one. Five.
That's not bad. Better than I got.
Ham bilingual. I can do Spanish. If you could count two.
You're multilingual.
I am multilingual.
You speak Cantonese?
I'm trying. Yeah. And I'm going to study some Mandarin after visiting Japan.
What do they do in Taiwan? Cantonese mostly?
It's Taiwanese.
Oops. Well, because I know Bart's mostly Taiwanese, but I think
he speaks Mandarin.
Oh, Mandarin.
No, he
doesn't
Mandarin.
Even speak Taiwanese.
Yeah, I think they're similar.
They're close.
I think Taiwanese and Mandarin are probably more similar than Mandarin and Cantonese.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense. It's an island.
Yeah.
It could be like different.
Mm-hmm. Slightly.
Okay. I have 1 to 10 in Japanese, and I don't see Roku in here at all.
Oh,
there's two different types. So there's
okay.
There's like hiragana kind of and there's like katakana. Yeah. So like hon is one for four, but I think there's another way to say four. There's another way to say six, seven, eight. I don't know.
Is it by area again?
I don't know. It's just
like generation.
I don't know why they're having me learn like how to read two different types of like characters, like their alphabet. There's two different versions, and I learned a lot of one, and then they made me start on the other, and I feel like I have to start over again.
I wonder if
confusion.
Yeah, I wonder if one's like a old school version, you know, like reading Shakespeare. Like, it's still English, but
yeah, there's hiragana and there's katakana.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're counting, ko can be used to count small objects, for example, apples, small balls.
Small
or eggs. So we got two problematic things here. Iko, Niko, Sanku, Yanko, Goku.
Goku. Wait a minute.
G-O-K-O for four. Roko. Nanako, Hako, Kyoko.
Isn't it K-U? Is it not K-U? It's K-O.
K-O.
Geko.
Are you doing audio?
Goku.
Are you doing audio?
Yeah.
Like book or lesson or whatever?
Yeah, it's Duolingo.
Yeah.
You
sponsored
know,
by Psych.
I know, really, I wish. yeah. I tried Duolingo before we went to France.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that it was like way easy at first and stuff that I just barely, because I took French in high school.
Yeah, you, the basics.
A million
yeah.
years ago. And then I was also remembering things that I maybe don't remember ever having been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly I realized that, like, I was being given vocabulary that I couldn't ever use, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
like phrases that you'll never use?
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Interesting.
That you should be learning stuff that gets you by. I think
yeah.
that some of the other apps are maybe better at
well, the Chinese one is like, my wife likes to study. Literally, like, it'll say that. It'll teach you how to say that. And it's like, I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. And in Japanese, it's like Bengoshi, which is like, I think that's lawyer. And then Isha is doctor. And it's like, it's funny because it should be relatable.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Because like vocab, you never know when it'll come up. But learning a language is much different than like, how do I get by in a week there?
It tells, when you sign up for a language that you want to learn, it does ask you why you want to learn it. For fun or for travel. Mm. So I think it does base it off of like, what your goal is.
It's like just travel, like where's the bathroom and may I have water?
I actually don't know how to say bathroom.
You're fucked.
Yeah. I do know how to say water though. Mizu kudasai. I'm getting better.
It's pretty good.
I'm pretty good. I know how to read it too. I think I do have an affinity for learning languages. I do believe that because I've always been interested and like fairly good at picking up languages.
I never really tried. I didn't really try a lot of things.
I don't know. Don't you find that like if you wanted to, if you enjoyed it, you had to take language at some point in school.
Right? It took my school. You take it every single year.
Toilet.
Hmm.
Toilet.
That's bathroom.
Oh,
Japanese.
Thank you.
You have to take it. You have to take it every single year, and up until like seventh grade, you have to take both Spanish and German.
Yeah. So
you take hella language.
But I feel like if you enjoyed it genuinely. Or intrinsically.
Yeah, yeah.
You would just kind of drift towards it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I do enjoy it. Like, I also want to learn Korean. I don't know.
I want to go to Korea.
I think it's fun.
And Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore.
Looks crazy.
Singapore does look crazy.
Wakanda.
Is that where?
No, but it looks like it.
Okay.
It's just supposed to be like the most, cleanest, highest tech country in the world.
Right.
Or like maybe Dubai.
Yeah.
But Singapore looks crazy.
Go to Ferrari Land in Dubai.
Yeah, they're doing like an esports island. They're doing tons
Ferrari
of shit.
Ferrari Land?
Yeah, and like, I think it's in Saudi Arabia. They're doing tons of shit. They do hella fights. They're just throwing money. I think they like sports.
Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Are you going to go there?
Maybe. Our buddy Shali says it was cool. He says it was really cool. And he says it's not as expensive as people think. If you like caught up in like the tourist shit, it is, but that's everywhere.
I would love for you to travel internationally.
I've been a couple places, but not a ton.
Just don't hop
on. When was the last time?
Canada.
When was that?
2018?
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
2018 maybe.
Get out.
Yeah, 2018. Probably.
I just got my passport.
Oh shit.
Too.
She's legal. She's legal and moving.
Yeah.
You'll be close to I assume this is an announcement podcast eventually, but you'll be close to Bahamas and shit.
Bahamas?
That's international.
Yeah, I will be on the East Coast. I'll be closer to New York.
Sneaking to Cuba?
I don't know about that.
I would love to go to Cuba.
Cuba.
Same.
How do you sneak in? It's an island, isn't it?
The laws change like every fucking 6 months, so who knows when we're allowed to go or not. Like a couple years ago, you were allowed to go.
Mm.
And then now it's like students only or whatever the shit, but you find a way. Or you fly to Mexico and then you fly over or something.
If you're not going directly, I think is the deal.
Yeah.
Oh, you could go before if you weren't going directly if you knew how to do it. You had to go through one of the other islands, and then they take you by boat over there, and you're undocumented while you're there.
And there's like celebrity passes.
Is that where murders happen?
No, I think that's a little bit propagandized. It like anywhere else. I think there's good parts and bad parts. Like people say that about Jamaica. Like if you're a white person, and
I'm not kidding. I'm not important enough to get murdered. Whatever.
No, I don't know. I don't know if they murder important people. I think they murder unsuspecting people.
That's true.
But like if you go off like some tourist stuff and you head into the streets, you might get robbed. Mm-hmm. Haiti's obviously in a weird spot. It all just depends. By time period, you know, like what's going on. I think Jamaica mostly pretty good. And I've heard Cuba's actually pretty safe. Like a lot of Canadians and people go there.
Yeah.
It's just like America kind of propagandizes it because of our history.
What's keeping you from traveling internationally right now?
Money and work.
Okay. So assuming that was squared away within a year.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? And who are you taking?
I do want to do Argentina again because I was too young to like care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely young enough to remember I was like in eighth grade.
Are you going to bring your mom?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because I can't like speak the language. And then I don't even know. I only know one family down there.
She knows
everyone. Like she grew up with them all.
You got to go.
Yeah. Damn. And then like Japan or somewhere would be cool. Italy would be cool. I don't love travel though. I like it. I don't love it.
I know.
Yeah. I like it all right. You going to go to Jamaica?
Jamaica?
It's just close.
No.
Close-ish to you. Probably 3 hours, 4 hours.
I don't know how much time I'll have to travel. A year is not a lot of time.
True.
Yeah, we'll see. Not true.
Yeah. Like, it'll take a few months to even settle in. We did find a place, though.
Sick.
Yeah. It's a downtown Columbus.
Oh.
There was a place we were considering that was more like West Sacramento.
Yeah.
A little more away from things, surrounded by suburbs. But, so downtown Columbus.
Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia.
Not Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah. Or Christopher.
Okay. Yep. Actually, Columbus, Georgia is named after Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
No, it is. I looked it up.
Yeah, I believe it. I think all Columbus is.
Oh, you think so?
What other Columbus is there?
Columbi.
I don't know. What if I just like the name?
I don't think that works that way.
There's going to be a town obby.
Maybe.
Just wait.
Maybe in Korea when you visit.
Korea?
I don't know. Maybe you claim Japan. Land. Okay, Japan when you
don't
claim
be
land.
Racist.
No, you said you were going to learn Korean.
I want to. I said I'm like, I can pick it up, I think, if I wanted to. But yeah, the downtown area is pretty cool. It's like a lot of brick buildings. It used to be some like textile mill town because it's right next to the Chattahoochee River.
Mm.
Isn't that funny? Like, it's an actual name. I don't know.
Particularly the hoochie part.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chattahoochee mama.
Yeah. So it'd be next to the river, which is kind of cool. It has like an 8+ mile like river walk.
Oh, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
We love to walk.
Yeah.
Downtown, we've always loved living downtown Sacramento. So there will be things to do there. I won't have a car initially when I'm there. So it'll be nice to be walkable distance to things to explore and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Does it look like a lot of people live downtown?
They just, like, I don't know, open some newer apartment buildings, which is the ones that we're looking to stay in. So maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see. Stay tuned on my vlog channel.
Yeah.
That I don't have yet. I do want to vlog the whole trip, though, because it's going to be like a 3-4 day like road trip.
Yeah, do it.
Not that there's going to be much, but
it could be.
We're driving through so many states. Mm-hmm. So
you could stop and do cool shit.
Maybe. Yeah. Or at least like for the memes, you know, looking back. I'm never
the what?
The memes.
The memories.
The memories.
Oh. Memories. Like the corners.
You really like didn't know what I meant?
I thought you were saying memes or something. I don't know what you're doing.
No, memories.
See, that might be the cool new way to say memes.
That's what I thought.
Ew, the memes.
I'm all right with that, really.
You're still a Gen Z, dude. I don't know what you would say.
No.
Yeah?
I didn't even know what Apple TV was.
That's because you're addicted to TikTok, Gen Z.
Good to know. I tried to be addicted to TikTok. I didn't care for it.
Yeah, it feels like it's slowly grown out of popularity because you can see crazier shit on X and Instagram.
On to the next.
Instagram's crazy.
Instagram.
It is.
I don't know what you'd be watching. You'd be watching like
I don't watch it.
You are
it
watching like street
up.
Fights, you weirdo.
Yeah, that shit pops up for sure. Yeah, it goes crazy.
You
on
love that degenerate like activity.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's just like weird shit. Like they're doing, because they bend the rules. It happened on Twitch first, like years ago. Where they would ban like any kind of nudity, right? Because they're trying to keep it like PG.
Yep.
But then you're allowed to wear a bathing suit when you're at the ocean, right? Because if you want to vlog the ocean or something or live stream the ocean, you're cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then like these chicks would grab inflatable pools from Walmart and put it in their room so they could have their yitties out, you know?
What the heck?
Well, because you're getting
donos.
Yeah, you're getting more views with the yitties out. So then now, like, Instagram's doing the same thing, right? So, like, Instagram's trying to be, like, I guess for lack of a better term, woke and be like, oh, like, breastfeeding's natural and all this. So then these women are grabbing fake babies or doing AI covers of babies that have their tits out.
Fake babies?
Yeah.
How many have you watched?
None.
Okay.
Cap. I read articles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm smarts.
Okay.
Yeah.
He got Playboy for the articles.
He's doing the research.
They got their yitties out and then with a fake baby suckling it so then they could sell their OnlyFans.
That's terrible.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a loophole for everything.
Yeah. That's what you get for making these dumb rules, you know?
Yeah.
Either let yitties out or don't let yitties out. Not like if, when, what, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not seeing that.
So while we're making announcements, this is going to be late by the time this episode comes out. But the Oakland A's are indeed playing in Sacramento for 3 years. That is a done deal.
Yes, what I read.
Whoa, where?
at Rayleigh's or whatever it's called.
Or Rivercat Stadium?
Sutter Health Park.
Wow. Yeah.
25 through 27, maybe. Maybe longer.
What do you mean 25 through?
Years.
2025 through 2027.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah. So you got to build a stadium.
Oh, 27. I don't know why I was thinking 37.
That'd be a long time.
And I'm like, that's a long time.
You're on your 10-year plan?
Yeah.
Adulthood?
But
I don't even have a 10-hour plan.
But the Las Vegas deal could still fall apart.
Yeah. I mean, hypothetically, anything could fall apart. But.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's not a 50-50 even thing. It's certainly not a 100% thing.
That's good for Sacramento, though, right?
Yeah, it should be good.
Another interesting development. This is speculative, but it makes sense. You guys know the big lot that's down the street from us here at the corner of 3rd and Capitol?
Yeah, by the freeway entrance, by the bridge, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and before the economic downturn in 2008, CalPERS, which is the giant state agency that...
I know that building.
The retirement thing that's just right down the street from us here. They were going to build two residential towers there that were going to be like the tallest skyscrapers in Sacramento.
The lot right on the corner?
Right on the corner, yeah. So okay. Like just a few blocks from here.
Yep.
CalPERS sold that property to the Miwok Indian tribe.
We got a casino coming.
Looks that way. They're not saying that now, but 100% that I hear that the latest compact with the US makes it nearly impossible for states or cities to block.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I do think there's like Hard Rock. I mean, even the Hard Rock here is pretty close.
Yeah.
Because the rules used to be, like a certain mileage away or on your land or whatever. But like Thunder Valley is our main one, and that's surrounded by housing now.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, that was like 20 minutes from a house.
Yeah, I think it's the only way that anything's ever going to get built on that space.
Yeah, or a giant hotel company, right? If a Marriott or somebody really wants to go crazy.
But ultimately, it'll take a few years to build because they haven't really planned anything yet, but like that will help Sacramento get the best NBA All-Star game at some point.
Yeah, because you'd imagine it'll have a hotel in it.
Yeah, well, it probably will be, maybe 10, 15-story hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe more.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it could be.
It's growing. Sacramento's growing.
Yeah, I think, because like Miami, I think, has a Hard Rock downtown.
The Hard Rock in Vegas is, I think it's owned by the Morongo tribe.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, not by the...
Yeah.
I mean, they're operating under license from...
Yeah, Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably all different in Nevada.
And I saw a video from the inside of one of the suites the other a couple of days ago because a friend was staying there.
At the Hard Rock?
Yeah, in Vegas.
It's older, right? Or no?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. I don't think it's that old. Foosball table in the suite.
That's late.
Yeah, I went to our Hard Rock near the end of COVID, but it was like late at night, so I didn't like explore that much. But it was cool. It's kind of small.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's not far. It's like half an hour north, maybe a little less.
The Thunder Valley Casino buffet is open again.
Have you been?
I've been when I was younger.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's not Vegas good, but it's good. I want to go to the One in Elk Grove too. That one's really close.
Sky River. Yeah. My mom loves Sky River.
Yeah. I wonder if the buffet there is good.
She's like, let's go get burgers at the casino. Like, okay.
It is kind of cool.
McDonald's, okay.
Yeah, whether you gamble or not, like casinos are kind of cool. Because at the very least, it's like people watching, you know?
Yeah, oh my God. They make it like a maze so you can't leave.
Correct, yes.
Which when I went with my mom, it was exactly that. Like she was like a moth drawn to light everywhere we turned. Trying to leave this place, I was genuinely like, I don't like it here. Like, we're playing and she's like just trying to let me have some fun or whatever, and I'm like, I don't, you're just pressing a button over and over, and then we run out of money and she's like, it's okay here, and I'm like, I don't even want to play, and she's like addicted to it clearly.
You need to clear that mooju, you need like good energy while you're pressing button. You need to press that shit
like,
with some positivity.
That's crazy. Once I'm done with this money, she just puts more in the machine and she's like so detached to reality, and then it's like all these lights and all these ding, 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 like your endorphins are just, firing away, and you turn around and you look and everyone is just like a zombie. in there.
That's regular life, though.
It is crazy. And then I'm like, okay, let's leave now. Over an hour. We're not supposed to stay for that long. And then, yeah, we're trying to head out. And she's like, wait, look at this one. This one's almost going to, like, it's almost there. Like, let's just try it. And then I'm like, okay. And that was what it was like before we, like, left. We, like, probably stopped by five more machines. I'm like, this is horrendous.
You got to sample them.
I hate it.
It's the same thing in real world, though. Like, even walking through the gym sometimes, I'll look around and there'll be fucking 10 kids just staring at their phone. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, that's not guilty, great, but we're in the gym at least, and they're in the gym.
Well, there at least you got a chance to make money.
No.
You know?
No.
Just lose health money, is just tanking. Money.
And then you go to the, you go and get some more money at the other machine to put it into this machine, and then it's just like this back and forth. And then people are bringing you drinks and
food. Yep,
and
free drinks, baby.
It's, I don't know. I was really sad in there. But buffets are good.
Buffets are really good. The, like, giant fountains are fucking disappearing in Vegas. I think they're going to build a mall. Yeah, the Bellagio fountains.
The Bellagio, they're getting
ones that dance, right?
No.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you showed me that they're building
an ocean.
An ocean.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
They're building, like, I don't know. It's supposed to be like a beach.
They can't get rid of
it. It's going crazy, bro. They're building the Silicon Valley. Hollywood 2.0 is already being built. That's why I have faith with the A's. Just like so much movement is like real. It's not like just talk. Like Mark Wahlberg talked about moving a Hollywood there, and he's already dug ground. Like it's going.
Moving Hollywood there?
Yeah, he wants, because he is part of at least a production studio or something.
Uh-huh.
So he's just going to build his offices there. And Vegas is all about it because they don't have any like side industry besides tourism. So like, oh, can we build something more solid? Yeah. Whether that's going to be entertainment or going to be tech.
Well, I mean, that's a thing for, and I think we've certainly talked about this before. Like if you get a casino a few blocks downtown here with a hotel casino and you know, if you could get the A's to stick around or whatever, there's just, we lost a lot of traffic down here.
Yeah.
Due to the pandemic and people were not working from home.
Yeah.
Like you have to backfill that with industry stuff or your downtown core dies.
Yeah,
you know?
Some reason to come here. Or
it seems like it's
here.
Moving in the right direction. There's construction
sure.
everywhere.
There yeah. really is.
Yeah.
And I always just say like whoever's doing like a $10 million apartment building or whatever project, like they're crunching numbers way beyond my knowledge.
Right.
So
right.
if they have faith to throw their $10 million in here,
then you feel good about
it. Yeah, there's probably a decent idea, and there's multiple people doing it.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah, it should be good for the city, hopefully.
Like, I already enjoy living in Sacramento. Unfortunately, I have to leave, but it'll be cool to see, like, where it goes.
Yeah, you can visit.
Come. Yeah, I'll
visit. And then
visit
who knows
sure.
what 12 months looks like.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll live in.
Oh, true.
Cuba.
No, definitely not.
I don't know, man. Cuba looks pretty sick.
It does look cool.
You just drive like 1940s cars everywhere. That's all ladies in sundresses, smiling, dancing. There's just good music everywhere you go.
It's like the Buena Vista Social Club everywhere.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a movie about, it's a documentary about jazz in Cuba.
I see. Is that your paradise? Is that what it looks like?
I don't
like?
Know. Just like, because it's like... Without the internet, it was like such a mystery since like the 60s and the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know? So like growing up, it's a little bit of a mystical land.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, I'm sure it's like any other island in that area where there's some very, very not nice parts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because import and obviously they're under a certain regime that might have limited how well their country did for a long, long time. But I bet you it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you it's cool.
I'm sure it's nice.
Yeah. I'm sure there's cool parts. Fast and Furious fucking 18 has a scene in there.
In Cuba?
Yeah, I think so.
Just one scene?
Yeah, I think an opening scene. What? They race down there. I don't know if they're trying to imply Dom Toretto's fucking Cuban.
Like Latin?
Yeah.
I don't know much about Cuba. I don't plan on visiting.
No, you should go. It's cool. One of my favorite UFC fighters from there.
I won't have time. That's vacation time, bro.
You're telling me to fly to fucking China.
Yeah, I do want you to get out.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Get out.
China would be cool. I'd go to China.
China is really big. I feel like there's so many different parts of China that are very different depending
sure.
on where it is. But I don't know. I don't even know where I would go. I don't even think my mom likes to go. Would want to go to China.
I'll just have Bart take me.
She's like, yeah. Maybe.
So I think all his family's still in Taiwan.
But you like nice things like Singapore.
Singapore.
China's
crazy.
Not like that, really.
I think Taiwan's probably cool, right?
I think Taiwan's cool.
Yeah.
It's a nicer city.
Yeah.
See Ray.
Yeah. See Ray. Oh. Or Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? That's probably fucking.
But it's more like.
New York.
Yeah, I think it's a little older. It's not like as cool and like bustling. Like,
I mean, what you hear about Singapore is crazy. You know? Like Singapore literally does look like Wakanda.
Yeah.
You'd be putting gum on the ground, you're doing 5 years in prison and shit. That's my style.
That is your style.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Is Vegas like the version of that on the West?
It's coast? Weird. Vegas has like a weird double-edged sword out there, you know? I do feel like, not to dive into politics, but like if you were to like draw up a city that's like libertarian, that's pretty Vegas, which I like. But yeah, each area is so different there too, you know? But it does feel free, which is nice.
Have you discovered anything new about Vegas?
Not a ton. I don't do much.
Yeah. You are literally on the outskirts of Vegas.
Yeah, we're in the montañas.
Yeah, and you don't go in to anywhere.
It's for food.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah.
You literally sound like a scavenger.
Yeah, we're just going for food. That's it.
Hunting.
Yeah, going to like the nicest restaurants.
Yeah, there's good food.
But are you exploring different food places?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Their food really does crush it. Sacramento does good, but there are just like huge gaps in our resume out here.
That's true, but our gaps are fewer than a lot of places like the entire Midwest.
No, and compared to the entire nation. I mean, Vegas, you could argue, is the best food place in the entire nation. So to compare, it's rough.
But Sacramento's pretty good.
No, it's really good. But like if you're saying the best in America, it's got to be LA, Vegas, New York, or Miami, like hands down, just because they have so much.
Big cities.
Yeah, and so to even put Sacramento in the conversation is a win. You compare us to like even a Portland, a Seattle, a medium level city, and we crush. But we just like, we don't have like an Italian spot that like absolutely rips. We don't have a steakhouse that like totally rips.
How about Olive Garden?
Where's that?
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
I got it. Got his ass.
Sorry, dude. I got bad memes.
Yeah.
I got bad memes.
Bad memes.
I like a little Olive Garden.
No.
I'm not even kidding. Like Buca di Beppo.
Yeah, Buca di Beppo.
How's that? I've never been there.
It's very mediocre.
Damn.
That's like half.
Not going there.
It's like a large portion Olive Garden.
Oh, okay, never mind.
That's all it is.
Not going there.
I mean, I'll eat it. It's not like bad. You're not gonna throw up. But
as a kid, I've always driven by it, and I'm like,
no, you should go. Cool. Yeah, you should go. You should definitely go. It feels like they're purposely making a fun of Italians almost.
Is it still there? I'm not even sure. Is it?
Yeah, it's still there. Jonathan, remember, told me there's a fucking banging sushi in Arden now we got to go to. All you can eat.
Where?
I'm always sketchy about, it's always sketchy, like, all you can eat.
Food?
Sushi.
It depends where you go in the style, I think. Pier 50 just opened, and I think they.
I saw you.
You order it, and they bring it out, which makes me feel less sketchy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just replaced the Makuni that was in. In the Arden Mall, and that moved to where Borders used to be.
Yeah, everything's gone over there. Oh. Urban Roots is, or Urban Outfitters is gone. The movie theater's gone.
Barnes and Nobles.
The movie theater is
still there.
Crunch now.
Yeah, I think it's Crunch. Yeah.
It's a Crunch now.
Yeah. Which would be cool if they kept it kind of movie theater like the one we were
like
talking about,
the one in San Francisco.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Lit.
It's so weird.
We
Why was
to
that
it,
one in San Francisco? It was all dimly lit. Like it's like
I like that.
It's like in a zombie apocalypse movie.
I do want to do. Have you seen it, Jim?
I haven't seen the inside
of the San Francisco one we're talking
about.
So it's like a old school like opera house.
Oh,
and I don't know if it's Planet Fitness or Crunch.
Who the hell is running Crunch?
Or some shit
like you look up and you know it looks like a mezzanine type vibe, and they just kept it all and built it into a gym.
It's so creepy.
There's a big trend online. I thought about Abby and us filming. Maybe we'll have to sneak one in before you leave, where they're doing like 1-star rated something and then a 5-star rated something and reviewing them both.
Oh my god!
So like some people, they're getting interesting with it. So someone did just In-N-Out because some of them are 1-star. To see what the burger, the service, because like the service is probably trash.
Service.
And the manager's trash. So they went and did that. Yeah.
That one on Polk Street.
Yeah. I think sick.
Yeah. Daniel was, because he was there for rotation.
Yeah.
And he was looking at gyms around the
area. I would have gone. That just for looky.
Yeah.
Or do, like a 1-star gym and a 5-star gym, a 1-star McDonald's and a 5-star McDonald's. And then you review them both. I think it's cool. I think it's a cool concept. 1-star gas station, 5-star gas station.
You're gonna get shot.
No,
to be injected with something you don't want.
Oh, yeah, God. Maybe we gotta do it in Nevada.
I hate it.
No, I love that idea.
It bothers me.
One star In-N-Out versus five star In-N-Out, I just saw on Instagram, where guys are doing more long form content with it. But the it was like little stuff. Like the meal, the five star was busier, and he still got his meal two like minutes quicker.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
And more put together, and the fries were fresh. And the one star was like kind of empty, and it was still slower and worse.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's like, the burger was about the same, but he said the fries were worse, and the service was slower. Mm. And then like the general like look of the place was worse. Like the soda machines leaking and shit.
Yeah.
What is this?
In-N-Out, one star versus five star?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out takes too long to eat your food, I think, in general.
Inside, his time was 8 minutes.
That's a long time at a fast food.
At a one star and 6 minutes at a five star. I mean, their lines are always just packed.
Yeah.
Same with Chick-fil-A.
I feel bad for the workers.
Well, then they're making $20 an hour.
Yeah, it stresses me out.
They might be making more.
Yeah, I think they're making more.
Because when I was in high school, they were making like 15 at In-N-Out. Well,
it's 20 now by state law. As of a couple of days ago,
they're not making more.
They're making 20, at least 20.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I bet
fast
you
food and minimum wage is 20.
No, I bet you In-N-Out's making like 25, 30. Because when I was in high school, minimum wage was like $9, and they were making 15 an hour at In-N-Out. They've always paid.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I worked at Chipotle for a little bit, and when it got super busy, and college.
Damn.
In college, my second year.
Oh, today. Happy burrito day.
Yeah, it's burrito day.
Bro, I think it's a BOGO at Chipotle. Oh my God. Having BOGO lunch.
What?
I'm getting two burritos, cheap meal.
No, you're not.
I swear. Because I send you guys all the snack shit on Instagram, my Explore page is now less dogs in crypto and more food.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And more food and bitties.
It's all these like, yeah, a couple yitties. And then there's, it's like... yesterday was the day too. I forgot what it was, but today it had six different restaurants that are doing burrito deals. And Chipotle, I think, is a buy one, get one.
Dang.
You know what else I saw? Now that we're on the fast food, and I love food, In-N-Out and select spots are doing a chicken sandwich.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, limited time.
Yeah, but I don't want them to do that. Secret menu. Lane.
It looked good. It looked good.
I'll try it, but like...
I would try it for sure.
I haven't been in In-N-Out in ages.
I haven't been in a while. I do like it, though. In-N-Out is good. It's consistent enough.
I go every now and then.
I had a bad fast food experience yesterday, however. I was out and about, and I thought, you know what would be really tasty right now is a Frosty from Wendy's.
Haven't had that in a while. Wendy's good.
So I get into there aren't that many in Sac, period. And so I go to the one that's not very far from my house, and I order a chocolate Frosty because your only other option is like orange creamsicle now.
Yeah, vanilla's gone.
They have paused vanilla, and they have brought in the usurper.
Racist.
Orange creamsicle.
I like orange creamsicle.
I'm not a fan at all. Ugh. Anyway. So I get up there and I pay, and I'm starting to pay, and she, number one, reads me the wrong
order?
Total. No, the wrong total. Yeah. And so it's like $16. I was like, I'll pass. I don't need, you know, a $16 Frosty.
Yeah.
And she's, oh no, it's wrong. So she hands it to me with a straw and she says, we're out of spoons.
Fire.
I'm like, what? Yeah, we're out of spoons. I said, if you had said that when I ordered, I wouldn't have ordered this. I would have backed out and driven away.
Yeah, you got a spork? You got
something? Because a Frosty with a normal straw is hard. Like an exercise. It's like you're trying to resuscitate it. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like
mewing.
Mewing.
Yeah, you're mewing.
Yeah, you're mewing out.
I've never had a Frosty.
You mew?
No.
I thought you were about your physical fitness and health.
No. I don't do that.
I'd be mewing.
No, you don't.
Mewing looking at Yiddy.
Show. Never mind. Never
That's
mind.
That's crazy.
I don't.
You and I'm doing it right now.
Okay. But
he's mewing too. Look at him.
Stupid. I've never had a Frosty.
Really?
So, yeah, I was like,
it's,
I don't know.
It's like soft serve that's not that soft.
If you can.
Yeah, it's like Blizzard-ish.
You could probably use a fork then, right?
Close.
It's like thick enough.
Well, they didn't offer me a fork. They didn't offer anything but a fucking straw. And like, and here's the thing: they overfilled it, and so the lid is floating.
You should have asked for free fries.
Oh, and then you're
say, hey, since you fucked up, you give me some fries.
Wow, patty.
Well, if the fries were hot enough, I could put them next to the Frosty so that it melted enough
that
I could suck it through the regular straw.
One of my favorite parts of high school basketball, there's a million cool things that we did, and my coach and team and all this cool shit, but our league was so small that our opponents were way spread out, right? Yeah. Like, normally you're playing in your region because there's enough schools of similar size, but we're so small. Like, we drove deep into Folsom. We drove into Colfax. We drove all the way down to Vacaville, South Sac. We drive, like, probably the biggest ever. But the cool thing about that is each team we played, and I played 4 years varsity, that there would be, like, a food that we'd go to every single time that you wouldn't normally go to. So, like, that Wendy's you went to when we played Country Day was that post-meal game.
Okay.
We'd play Country Day, and then we'd always go to Wendy's. So at least once a year, I'm having Wendy's. Otherwise, you're not going to – you know, you don't really choose Wendy's.
No, you don't really.
Because you don't see them that often.
Yeah.
And you're going to drive through In-N-Out or McDonald's because they're on every corner. Or, yeah, In-N-Out was a common one just because of the freeways. But I remember going to that Wendy's at least
a year. I'll try to go to, like, each state's – whatever they're known for, fast food place.
Yeah.
As we drive by.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Checkers and shit. We don't have that, right?
Dude.
We don't have Checkers.
I bet you like Phoenix or someone does.
We're looking at grocery stores near Columbus because it's downtown and, you know, like in downtown Sacramento, not a lot of grocery stores.
Yeah.
So why I was, like, is that? Trying to see like what grocery stores we have next to us. And we have Piggly Wiggly's.
Oh my God.
Like if you.
I've heard of it.
At least it's not the Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
What is that?
Another grocery store in the South.
Yeah.
W-I-N-N.
I mean, you'll probably have Waffle House. You'll probably have some cool stuff. I think Checkers.
Piggly Wiggly.
What is it? Steak and Shake?
Yes, ooh, there's that, too.
Steak and Shake, low-key's all right.
We do have a Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake's all right. I've had it in Ohio.
We have Sam's Club.
Yeah,
a little
then you're
further
good.
Away.
There might be a Whole Foods or something now.
Yeah, it's like a Fresh Mart market, which reminds me of Nugget based on the photos.
Yeah,
nicer supermarket.
Nugget's so nice. Store. Nugget's one of the nicest markets.
It really is.
Definitely overpriced, but probably one of the nicer markets I've ever been
to.
It's
a great experience.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of the old Whole Foods.
I've still never been to Whole Foods.
Ever?
Yeah.
They're all right now. But back in the day, Whole Foods was fucking sick. It was really sick.
What, did they get worse or did other grocery stores just get better?
Amazon bought them. Oh. And so they try to make it more affordable. And it's still good. But back in the day, it was so cool.
There's that. I know when we were down in Elk Grove the other day, having really amazing sushi, and I thought it was as good as Crew.
No really? Way.
I never had
I
crew.
Thought it was as good as Crew.
I never had Crew.
You got to get Crew, first of all. We should go. It's expensive.
Bill's on you.
Speaking of Bill, he's like the chef or owner at Crew.
Oh, yes, right. And he's a finalist for James Beard Award.
Yeah.
Top five.
That's insane. So I'm like, damn, now I really got to go.
You've never been?
I have been once with Chris. Chris is like really good friends with Bill, the owner chef. So he'll just go in, like, he goes to Crew just randomly, freaking a few times a month.
I do know the guy's like tapped in locally. Like he's friends with Josh Emmett and some of the local guys, which is cool. I think that's cool. Like kind of the point of being a local business owner, you know?
Yeah.
To like tap in to the vein.
I mean, I've been a couple times. I will say the presentation is different, but the taste. I ate was amazing the other night.
No, it was good. It was really good.
But there's an Amazon Fresh just like across the parking lot there.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Where we went.
Oh.
Where we went.
Oh, okay.
Our staff dinner the other night.
Yeah. Raw was good.
Raw.
Shout out the homies at Raw. Shout out the Venge. Sushi's another one that in Sac, because everyone points to Crew. But other than that, like a mid-level daily sushi, we don't really have.
Kinjo. No. Kinjo is a hand roll place.
It's good.
Yeah. It's close by.
We got the Pokey homies opened a spot a little bit south. Might as well announce it too. I've been emailing them. They're going to give Third Street members 10% off, which is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so maybe they'll be good.
And half off first day for anybody who's close by and happens to be listening.
And if they see a good amount of members, they can increase that discount percentage.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I would love to try some.
Yeah.
I don't need a lot of sushi or Pokey because of that. That's why the all you can eat sounds good.
I'm going to go tomorrow, I think.
Where? Crew?
To that Poke place.
I don't think it's open.
Soft opening tomorrow.
Oh. I thought it was the 18th.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe that's the grand opening.
Yeah grand opening, soft opening tomorrow.
Yeah, so soft opening is usually at least a week. So,
am I invited to soft opening or is that secret?
I don't know. I'm sure people can just go.
Sure, I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's go.
Yeah, I knew Crew too. Yeah, I feel like most food has an upper limit of taste.
Yeah.
And then it's just presentation and service, right? Like Morton's. It's like a pretty good steak, but like it's just that they're on you, you know, for whatever you need.
Yeah, and which is cool, but also annoying because you get tired of saying I'm fine, I'm fine.
Yeah, it
I'm
can
fine,
be. I'm fine. But like, yeah, those places. That's all, you know. Vegas, you get a little more food, but a lot of it is just like experience. Because mm-hmm. food can only be so insane.
Yeah,
it depends. I don't know. Some people like Hai Di Lao is a chain hot pot place, and their service is like immaculate. You know, they give you like aprons.
Yeah.
Hot pot, and then they will give the females like, or people with long hair, hair ties. And there's underneath the table, there is a shelf for your phone that also has a charger.
Oh, that's
so cool. You can charge your phone. There's a lot of like fancy bougie things. And, but I don't know, like in terms of food, like cost to cost ratio, like it's more expensive because of that experience.
For sure.
And I think I prefer just like a mediocre customer service, but with really good food.
Yeah. That's where you go, like, hole in the wall, mom and pop.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the Bourdain thing, right? Like, he's not going to like Michelin places all the time.
Man, I know.
He would try to find like what's local or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what Sac has good, for sure. Sac has that for sure, where you're going to get a pretty cool fucking meal, maybe something slightly unique about it.
There's an awesome Afghan place in a shitty neighborhood, like North Watt.
Yeah, see, stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I feel like I've been spoiled with the food here.
Yeah, you're gonna have like much less options for sure.
I feel like I will because I'll be work from home as well. I'm just gonna do online coaching, but I think I'll get better at cooking.
Yeah,
while
probably
I'm out there. Potentially, I'm just gonna have more time to like explore.
Yeah, and they'll be good food, but yeah, just probably be limited in cultures.
Yeah, gotta visit Atlanta for their good food. I think there's like good Korean food.
I'm sure Atlanta's packed.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
I've never been, but I mean, it's LA sized. Like, you'll be all right. It's not, but it's close.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
I'd go for the vlog. I mean, but my wife says, like, I don't have any interest in going to Atlanta. So that sounds like a trip that I'm going to take without her. But,
yeah. No, I've heard it's cool. I've heard it's like super different. Like, it's got the hood of hoods, but it's got like Hollywood esque areas. Yeah. It's got a lot of like coffee hipster esque areas.
Tyler Perry's thing there.
Yeah, I don't know. Tyler Perry worries me.
In Georgia someplace. He's got like a massive studio complex.
Yeah, I bet he does. Probably right next to R. Kelly. R. Kelly's was out there too.
Avi, do you have a hard out at 10?
Do I have a what?
Hard out at
a client.
Oh, yeah, I do have a client.
Okay, I have a question. I'm going to turn this on its head, but we don't have to talk about it for very long. This could have been a one
Should
good
we wrap
question,
and then we could, yeah, one good question it?
Oh, we can, yeah.
Wrap up, Avi. Now you're coaching, you're moving away. Can you please at least pretend to accept clients that are listening?
Okay, I will be accepting clients.
There we go.
online clients.
Team ass. Me up.
Yeah, team ass at avi.lu on Instagram.
Yeah, she's going to be busy.
Just DM me, I guess.
Yeah, she's driving cross country, settling in, but we're very lucky to have her. We're not going to get too deep into it because she's going to cry.
Yeah, I'll cry.
But
we'll save that for another one.
Yeah, avi.lu, follow her adventures. Hire if you guys are trying to get strong and get jacked. New episodes Wednesday, Friday. I'm Silent Mike. Where you want to find me?
I am at the Jim McD on all the social media. This show is 50% facts, where percent is a word, and 50 is just numbers. 50% is facts. This is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network, and we'll talk to you on Friday.